From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Colonel Castle. We're playing this week with P.J. O'Rourke, Paula Poundstone, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl issues a warning about the dangers of rhymet change. It's a listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, as you probably know, China's smog problem is out of control. They seem to have come up with a solution. Over the weekend, citizens in one city were offered what?
A chance to leave.
Next best thing.
I don't know. Can you give me a hint?
Yeah, it's sort of like bottled spring water, but for your lungs.
Oh, oxygen tanks?
Not quite. Well, it's sort of like, it's almost literally if you can't go to the mountain, you bring the mountain to you, except not the mountain so much, but...
the atmosphere of the mountain.
They brought in... special air?
Yeah, they brought in bags of mountain air.
Oh, sure.
Oh. You might love the Chinese city of Zhengzhou if you're one of those people who likes your air chunky style. But this weekend, a travel company trucked in 20 bags of clean, fresh mountain air for people to take turns sucking through a tube.
Now, how do we know? I'm not trying to be cynical or anything, how do we know that they just on the outskirts of town didn't just fill up these little baggies? And this was kind of an April Fool's joke on all of us.
That kind of a product deception never happens in China.
No, never. Roxanne, on Tuesday, the World Series champion Boston Red Sox went to the White House to meet the president. The highlight of the visit was when team star David Ortiz, Big Poppy, whipped out his phone and took a selfie with the president. But it turns out that selfie was what?
It was a stunt by Samsung.
Exactly right. It was a promotional stunt.
I was so bummed out.
Paid for by Samsung.
What do you mean paid for by Samsung? So they paid him
he
to take a...
He signed him that morning.
The day before. What happened was, so David, you know, they're meeting the team. You know, the president's standing there posing for a photo. David Ortiz says, hey, can I take one with you? Puts his arm around the president, pulls out his phone, his Samsung phone, takes a selfie, tweets it, goes around the world. Yay. Turns out the day before, he had signed an endorsement contract with Samsung.
Oh, that is gross.
The White House was furious. They said they never allow people to use the image of the president for commercial purposes. That must be why, at the last second, a Secret Service agent tried to save the president from the selfie. He jumped in front of the camera yelling, cheese!
Well, let me just say that when the margarine people came to me, I said no.
What do the margarine people want from you?
Margarine people, many years ago this was. They came to me from all over the country, the margarine board. But they wanted me to surreptitiously bring up margarine in a positive light when I was in public.
So
how do you do that?
I think for me, I probably just would leave some on my face.
People would say...
People
would
go, what's that on your face? I go, oh, delicious margarine.
And then you lick it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess probably Big Poppy doesn't make as much money as I do. And so he had to sell out to Samsung.
Right.
I totally understand.
Paula. So,
yes.
Paula, a pair of historians in Spain believe they have found what?
A woman in a well.
How'd she get down there? And where are her clothes? No, that's not what they found. Although I hope someone found her. But
all right, a pair of historians in Spain thought they found who? What?
No, they thought they found what?
It's a what?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's sort of like the holy grail of historical discoveries.
Oh, I still don't know.
It's really like the holy grail.
They found the holy grail.
Yes, they did. Or they say they did. For centuries, knights errant have been searching for the Holy Grail, as if it were the Holy Grail. And two Spanish historians say they have found it by strange coincidence. Happens to be in Spain. Who knew?
Yeah.
They say a goblet that's held in a church in the town of Lyon can be traced all the way back to the first century and thus has the best claim to be the cup in question. They say that the picture on the side of Captain America and the words Burger King were added later. Actually, if this is the Holy Grail, it means Jesus brought out the good china for the Last Supper because it is, in fact, golden in color and covered with jewels. If it is not the Holy Grail, it might well be Liberace's long-lost juice glass.
Pope Francis is not going to like this.
No.
Why? Was he going to try to find it?
Well, I mean, he doesn't go in for this high-living stuff, you know? I mean, this sounds like a fancy schmancy
Grail. Well, but also,
grail.
At the Last Supper, right? It's supposed to be at the Last Supper,
yeah.
Right?
Or for the Last Supper.
It's not fancy. They did not have a fancy, bejeweled supper.
Well,
these are a bunch of poor guys.
Right.
Yeah, but if it's the Last Supper, they might pull out all the stops.
You mean bring out the good stuff?
Yeah. Bring out the good stuff. Yeah,
did they
true.
Know it was the Last Supper?
Yeah, they did. That's why.
Haven't you read the? No, of course you haven't read the New
Testament.
Yeah, they knew it was the Last.
Never
Supper.
Mind.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to be insensitive.
I understand.
Yeah, they knew. They all knew it was the Last Supper. It said it right on the Evite.